He's Matt here. I will. I had a wonderful breakfast this morning. My funny little honey made me, did me some flapjacks. I love to start the day with flapjacks. Had me a bunch of them. So since I've just eaten, I ain't going to be talking about Estelle. People say, you going to talk about Estelle? No way. I don't want to talk about her fat, stinking, dingleberry-laden, folliculitis, pocked, furuncle-abounding poochas. I'd rather talk about a tropical island. I'd rather talk about living in Tahiti. Doesn't that sound good? That make you feel good? You sit in the beltway with the soot and the smog, knowing your boss man's waiting there to brutalize you. Doesn't it make you feel a little better? Just say, Tahiti. Yeah. It's still pretty peaceful down there. Of course, you could buy islands. Marlon Brando got him an island down there. Raymond Burr's got him an island down there. Well, before, you know, modern man came along, them islands were uninhabited. At one time, there was a shipwreck. And this little 8-year-old boy got washed up on the shore, and he's the only one that survived. And well, you know, the island was hospitable to human life, and there was fresh water there so he could drink, and there was berries. And every day, he kept pretty busy. You know, he'd fish. There was greenery for vegetables and fruit for high fiber. So the boy managed to grow up and became a man, until one day a lady got shipwrecked and washed ashore. And he explained, now that's all he can remember. He has vague memories of where he used to live when he was 8 years old, but he'd been on the island. Now he's 21 years old, and she's marveling at the little hut that he's gotten, that he could live all these years on his island. She said, yeah, but I could see you could survive. But what do you do for sex? The boy says, sex? What's that? She says, you don't know it. Sex, eh? Let me show you. Come here a second. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. They commence to having a zesty session. She guides him and gives him access to that sweet bag. And next thing you know, she's helping him tear up. Finally, for the first time in his life, he's going, no. He rolls away completely soaked in sweat, catching his breath. Woo. She smiles. She said, yeah, did you like it? He said, yeah, I liked it well enough, but look what you did to my clam digger here.
Saturday morning's wake-up call. The best of Grease on DC 101.